It's a perfect morning. A few crows are cawing, but discreetly, almost embarrassed, as if they've suddenly grown aware of our awfully sound. The trees are dripping wet, the different species of leaf reflecting the rising sun in different ways. The sun glints and bounces off the holly. The light slides across the bay, shivers on the apple. On the witch hazel leaves, the light's opaque, as if coming from inside the tree, as if shining through clouded glass. The paths look dry, so it's probably mist off the river, not rain, that's coated the leaves and grass, creating such a variety of mirrors for the light. The day's already as good as it gets. I should be out enjoying it. Instead, I'm foraging about in the landscape of the past to find reasons why I've ended up here in a house hidden away in a wood above a river. It's the beginning of the 1950s. I'm 5 years old and sitting in a back alleyway behind our house, surrounded by overflowing rubbish bins and bits of old mattresses. The smell of jasmine from the backyards battles it out with the acrid smell of cats and dogs, yet I feel perfectly at peace in these surroundings. I'm reading, or rather looking at a comic, The Dandy, I think it might have been, when suddenly a butterfly lands on my shoe. It's a small blue butterfly, the kind of powdery pastel blue you see on the walls of houses in the Mediterranean. I shook my foot and carried on with my comic, because a small butterfly landing on a child's foot was nothing unusual back then. The common blue, the brimstone, the painted lady, the cabbage white, the tortoiseshell, the peacock. The alleyway teemed with a variety of butterflies, all feeding from the lilac bushes and the nettles that grew from the crumbling backyard walls and from the buddleia that had taken root on neighbouring bomb sites. The Luftwaffe had churned up the land better than any plough, creating for a brief time a wider variety of habitat than is usual. These back alleyways seal my fate as an urban poet, a poet of the city, yet they were also my first introduction to the natural world. Butterflies, dragonflies, dandelions, caterpillars, lilac bushes, red campion, and the usual array of cats and dogs, pigeons and sparrows, all sought refuge there in the alleys along with my childhood self. I created a garden in the back of Wavertree Vale once. That's the old Wavertree Vale, not the other street that's now replaced it like a lie. With 12 house bricks rescued from a broken wall in the alleyway, I formed